Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Everybody's had a first date that just didn't go according to plan.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, most of them.
Whether you showed up 20 minutes late or accidentally called them by the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah.
Or they got back together with their ex in the middle of appetizers.
Wow.
It's always awkward.
They told you to get off your phone. Now look what happened.
Couldn't even make it to the main course.
Yeah, but, you know, I'd almost prefer those bad dates to the ones where you can't think of a bad moment. Because at least you know.
What? Yeah, that's true. Oh, you have an answer.
But
that's interesting.
One of our listeners has been going crazy trying to figure out why the night took a turn for the worst. Mm. And now she's at an all-time low, calling a bunch of morons on the radio for help. So here we are. Cammy, I'm sorry that you've been reduced to this.
Oh, man. Thank you. Yeah, this is terrible.
Yeah.
He's like, I said I would never do this.
Yep.
And here I am.
Yeah. So tell us about the guy that brought you to this new low. What's his name?
His name's Justin.
Justin, okay.
Where'd you meet Justin?
On an app.
All right.
I don't know if you've been on apps recently, but it's like hit and miss, but like more like a million misses.
Yeah.
We hear that a lot from our listeners.
Were you excited about Justin though?
Yeah, no, I was. I mean, most guys now, like, they're really quick to be kind of overtly sexual, you know, and it's just like, ugh, it's so gross.
Yeah.
And then this guy though, like, he was sweet and he's sincere. Like, it just like refreshing, I guess.
Okay.
And then,
so by sweet and sincere, you mean he didn't ask to exchange nudes in the first 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's like the bar is so low.
Yeah.
It's just like, this
the bar is very low.
He just said, how are you?
And then it's and I'm creepy. Like, oh, I'm like, ew. Yeah. You don't ask me normal things.
I'm sorry, but we're on Tinder, okay? You say hello, that means you want it. Boom, here's a pic, girl. What's up?
Yeah. So,
poor Cammy.
Really sweet and sincere, not asking you for anything. What did you guys do for your date?
Well, it took a while for us to get there, first of all. Like, we had talked on the phone for like 2 weeks.
Oh, wait, hold on. You had an actual phone conversation?
I know.
Are you sure that he's actually into women?
Even then, are you sure he's not 80 years old?
Yeah.
I think that's a better question.
No, but all jokes aside, even the last time I really clicked with somebody, it's when you actually talk and call, and like, that is like a whole new level nowadays. That's awesome.
It makes me nervous just even thinking about making that phone call.
When you're about to answer, you're nervous. You're like, oh my God, we're really gonna talk here.
So you guys were clicking.
Good.
Yeah, it was good. And then he said we were gonna go to a steakhouse for dinner.
Good choice.
We got there and he was handsome and he seemed like, you know, like we hadn't FaceTimed, but he looked like his pictures, like he sounded like himself. Like sometimes you meet somebody, you're like, oh, that's who you are in real life. I didn't think that was gonna happen. But no.
That's what the nudes are for. They show you who they really are.
Even the dudes are Photoshopped.
Yeah.
Watch out. Okay. How did he receive you? Like, you know, like.
I think it was.
I know, like, that's weird.
Look,
what
she's
you know what I meant. Late. You know what I mean?
You were awful on a dating app.
What were you like in real person?
Did you also show up correctly? I don't
know. Oh,
no, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. No, I look like my pictures.
Okay. She understood what I meant.
Yeah, okay.
And she got it.
So, how was your connection on the date?
Yeah, I mean, it was good. It was like we just kept talking about the same stuff. We talked about like trips we took and our friends, like normal date stuff.
Did you feel like you ran out of things to talk about at any point?
No, I don't think so. Well, at one point he was going to put this on his company credit card. So I was like, oh, hopefully it doesn't get him in trouble. But he said, well, if you talk about one business thing, it counts.
A technicality. So you guys talked about business stuff?
No, we were making jokes. Like, we were saying things like lucrative deals and mergers.
Oh, that's funny.
And like, run it up the flagpole. And, you know, like, we were just trying to be silly with it.
Sounds hot.
Okay.
Since he was offering to pay on the company card, what did you get for dinner?
I got surf and turf.
Yeah, you
company
did.
Company's paying for it.
The most expensive.
Girl.
Okay.
Well, you're doing business.
Now we're talking.
He got a steak. Like, he got a really nice steak. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So where did the night get weird for you?
Okay, so this is the thing. Like, all of a sudden, kind of the mood changed. It was like two different people. Like, he got much quieter. He stopped making eye contact.
Oh.
It was like the weirdest thing. Like, he's barely touching his own food. So I was like, well, is he sick? Like, is something wrong? Like, what is he trying to just power through and be a hero, but some appetizer's not making him feel good? Or I don't.
Oh, so like, this happened before even the main course came?
It's kind of as the main course is coming.
Okay. Have you come up with any reasons, you think?
No. And I even said, like, did I say something? Did I do something? He's like, no, it's fine. Yeah, I had a really good time. And he hugged me, and, like, that's it.
Wow, so you asked him.
Well, it was so weird. And I was like, I really, at that point, was like, well, I have nothing to lose by saying that.
At that point, did you try and save the date with a nude pic? Because it could happen that way, too. Yeah. I don't know. This is really bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, maybe somehow he got news that was bad.
I don't know. Like, my friends are like, well, maybe it's not you. Maybe his ex is in the restaurant, or he knew the waitress. Or I just have no idea. It didn't feel like, let's see each other again. It felt like a nice to meet you bye.
Ooh. You know, like, have a nice life. You knew by the end
so
of the day.
I mean, even though that was a nice to meet you bye, did you try to reach out?
I texted once, and then he didn't text back, and I was like, oh, no. What? I don't even know what happened.
All right.
Weird.
Well, let's try and figure it out. We're going to play a song, come back. We'll call Justin for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update, all right?
Okay, that would be great.
Right, hold on. Moving 92.5. Second date update. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, one of our listeners, Cammie, went out with a guy named Justin recently and went out to a steakhouse for dinner. And Justin told her to order anything she wanted because he was paying with his company's credit card.
Nice.
And he said as long as they mention a few business-related things, then it technically counts as a business meeting.
Uh-huh.
Thing is, halfway through dinner, Justin started to act a little bit strange. He got really quiet, a little distant, wasn't eating. And from there, everything just ended kind of awkwardly.
Yeah.
Cammie has no idea exactly where it is that things went wrong.
Yeah.
And Cammie, I feel like we've talked for a while, and we gave this whole second date thing a shot, and
what?
You seem nice.
Oh, we're breaking up with her?
I'm just not really feeling it.
You're not feeling it. Okay.
So, well, it's not to the point.
It's
not to the point where I want to stop the second date completely, but yeah. I am going to treat you differently from this point forward. Okay? And I will tell you, it's not you, it's me.
Okay.
It is a little bit you.
Is this sounding too close to home, Cammie?
Out of nowhere.
It's super painful for me. How dare you?
I'm still interested in you, Cammie.
Oh.
Okay.
I appreciate that. It's so weird. Like, it's two different people.
Yeah.
Like, we talked on the phone. Like, that's a big deal.
That is.
I might be jaded, but my first thought is he's married or he's in a relationship. Mm. And, like, the guilt finally caught up to him mid-meal.
Huh,
do you know what I mean?
That.
I just need to know what happened because it was so dramatic.
Right.
And I even asked him, because at that point, like, the end of the day, I really had nothing to lose. Like, once you stop making eye contact, I was like, what is going on?
Okay, I'm back to being interested now. I'm going to rejoin this conversation.
No. Is that what you're doing?
Sorry.
Let's go.
Okay, let's do it.
The whole time.
Let's hope that we can do the same with Justin and get him interested in you again, all right?
Okay,
like
I see.
Jeff.
Clever. I don't know if it's worth our energy, but let's try it anyway.
You ready, Cammie?
Yeah, let's try it. Okay.
I lost interest again.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Okay, I'm back on board.
You are all over the board.
Okay, let's see what's going on with Justin. I'm gonna dial his number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Justin.
Yeah, this is Justin.
Hey, Justin. How's it going? My name is Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Who's this?
It's a morning radio show, Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You never heard of it?
Okay. I don't listen to the radio. Sorry.
Okay.
Low blow there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm calling because we're kind of mad at you, Justin.
Whoa, that's coming off hot.
Well, sorry.
That's not it.
You're going to throw shade at me. I got to throw it back.
No, okay.
But
he doesn't know
we're mad at you. We're mad at you on behalf of one of our listeners.
I really don't understand what you're calling me about.
One of our listeners told us she went on a date with you recently. You started acting really weird towards her, and you kind of just gave up halfway through dinner.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, her name's Cammie.
Yep, Cammie.
And you really hurt her feelings and therefore hurt my feelings.
I think more than anything, she's just confused, Justin.
And angry inside.
No, I know. It's not that dramatic, man. She just wants to know why you're not calling her back and what changed.
So Cammie, you guys know Cammie? She called you?
Yeah. She emailed our show and we spoke to her about your date and she had a great time with you.
I'm not really sure what to tell you or how much you guys already know, but I just realized, you know, we're two different types of people, Cammie and I. Honestly, what? Things just couldn't work out between us.
So wait, hold on. Like, was there a moment that told you that? Because why would you just, like, stop making eye contact with her? Why wouldn't you say, oh, man, you know what? I don't know that this is going to work out.
Here's the thing. I went into the dinner really hopeful, but it was really loud in the restaurant, and maybe I didn't quite hear what she ordered. But, you know, when the plates arrived, I saw that she ordered this one plate called the Surf and Turf.
Yeah, like every steakhouse has a Surf and Turf.
They did invent that term, so you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into a whole lot of details about it, but it just wasn't okay with me.
But didn't you specifically...
Oh, so you're cheap.
Yeah.
Hold on. We don't know why it wasn't okay.
No, I mean, I don't get it, though, because she said that you told her to order anything she wanted and that the company credit card was paying for it.
Yeah, if anything, it's on you.
Look, this is going to sound really weird.
Okay.
So Surf and Turf includes lobster.
Okay.
Well, I actually have two pet lobsters at home that I love and care for. They're very dear to me.
What?
No, you don't.
You're okay eating beef, a big cow, but because you have a pet lobster at home?
I don't just have one. I have two. I have two lobsters, and they are awesome. And, you know, I don't have a pet cow. I don't know anybody who has a pet cow, but if I did know somebody, I wouldn't eat a cow in front of them.
Actually makes sense. You know, I'm not saying I agree, but he has logic.
What are you talking about? What have you talked about your pet lobsters? Like, this is so weird.
What are you expecting when you go to a steakhouse?
Listen, look, there are two tiny lobsters. One is named Snip and the other's named Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, that's really cute. That's really cute. But I mean,
love it. Look, I told you I knew you would think it was weird. I hear them laughing. I knew it. Look, but you know, they mean a lot to me. You know, and I just wasn't expecting to see her order lobster to eat in front of me.
Well, did Cammie know that you owned two lobsters before she put in her order?
I don't think we got to that point. We had talked about other stuff.
I don't understand. That's so, unrealistic. How is she supposed to respect feelings that she doesn't even know about?
Yeah, it's good.
I understand that. But, look, can you imagine from my perspective, right?
Yeah.
The lobster on her plate looked like Snip.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Wow. That was
very traumatic for you.
As soon as I saw that, I couldn't even look at her because every time I looked over there, I felt like I was going to cry. She was eating my pet.
Justin.
Okay.
What a good pet owner.
I got to be honest with you, man. Not in a million years would I have guessed that this was the reason you weren't calling her back.
I'm guessing Cammie couldn't have guessed either.
Let's find out if Cammie could have guessed, because Justin, I need to tell you, she's been on the other line listening and she wants to talk to you.
She's been on the phone this whole time?
Yes, she has.
Hi. Justin, this has to be made up. Like, I listened to this whole thing, and I was like, this just sounds like you don't want to say what the real thing is. So whatever the real, I mean, you're, on the spot on the radio. I get it. It's weird. But at this point, what is the reason?
You don't believe him.
No.
Cammie, I'm being honest. Things were great, and then I saw you bite into, it looked like one of my pets.
Don't they all look the same?
No, they do not all look the same.
Why would you take her there, though? It was your suggestion to go to this.
No, it was a steakhouse. It wasn't a lobster house. It was a steakhouse.
I can see that.
Wow. I mean, now that you know this, Cammie, do you feel bad at all?
Well, I can't feel bad for eating lobster at a nice restaurant. And
Don't say it.
That you can't feel bad or you won't feel bad?
Man.
I can't feel bad about that. I don't.
And this is why I knew at one point in the dinner that nothing would work out between us.
I mean, I'm sorry. This just sounds crazy.
How am I supposed to say that you're eating something that looks like my friend?
That's a pretty good way to say it. You probably should have just said that.
You know what's weird to me is that you don't even feel bad. You know,
you had a chance to say what was wrong. You didn't say what was wrong. You just got quiet and you made me feel bad.
Couldn't.
And now it's just like I'm so evil for eating lobster in a nice restaurant where we ate meat.
Okay.
Like steak and cows have more personality. I'm sorry.
Now we're gonna compare.
Wow. You don't understand. Lobsters are great companions.
Cow.
Oh, I kind of want a lobster.
No, the lobster a great companion?
You never have to walk them. They're never going to pee on the floor.
Uh-huh.
You may have heard this, but lobsters are loyal. They mate for life.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Please.
Unlike
you know
those promiscuous dogs and cats that sleep around.
Good.
A dog will hump a leg.
What?
A lobster mates for life. And they live over 100 years. So now let me tell you, Cammy, that's way longer than you're going to live with all that butter that you were putting that lobster in.
Oh my God, Kenny, this is so crazy. I'm like, you know what? I don't have to justify butter to you.
Yeah, yeah, you don't have to.
I mean, wait, would you give her another chance if she said she'd never eat lobster again?
Or in front of
it's
you?
It's so hard. Even right now, revisiting that night, it's so hard.
Okay,
for me.
Justin, look, I don't want to put you through any more trauma. I don't want to give you any more PTSD. So let me just ask, would you like to go out on another date with Cammy? We'll pay for it. No lobster, just any other type of seafood will be fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You guys can eat crabs. And then give her crabs later.
No crustaceans.
Both fresh.
Okay. All. No.
I don't know. This is a terrible way to start a relationship.
But everything else was so
tough to
good,
come back
bro.
From.
I don't know. I think we've gone too far down the hole. I don't think we can recover after the butter and the Leonardo da Pinci lot or whatever it is.
Leonardo da Pinci, like the painter.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. But
you know, this is just too much for me. I'm not interested anymore either. You guys are worried about him being triggered. I'm triggered by this whole conversation.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Okay. It just doesn't end up well.
I hope you never go out on a date and somebody eats like a dog or a kitten in front of you.
Oh my God.
I really...
Oh, that's a given.
I hope that too. Thank you for that.
What restaurants are you going to?
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.